Project Niggerization. The polls have closed and cooled off in South Carolina, and Illinois Senator Barack Obama has won the laurels of victory, sending his two primary challengers into a bitter defeat. But time may teach us the lesson that this is a Pyrrhic victory, one which costs more than what was won. That's because the Clintons cleverly utilized and unleashed a series of attacks meant to make him stumble, and worse, to inject into his campaign something that he has been trying to studiously avoid since day one. That issue, of course, is race. For by using these attacks, Clinton essentially ceded the state of South Carolina, trying to make this the black candidate rather than the Democratic candidate. As in chess, it is sometimes necessary to sacrifice a pawn if it enables one to win the game. And Bill Clinton is, above all, a master politician. He's beaten odds many times in his presidential and political career, and if he can successfully besmirch Obama, then he closes the door to him elsewhere. That's why the ex-president made remarks about Obama's candidacy as little more than a fairy tale. Why Senator Hillary Clinton launched into the slumlord reference, and why Clintonite and New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo disparagingly spoke of Obama as shucking and jiving, code words all designed to ghettoize and indeed niggerize Obama. Again, time will tell how successful this tactic has been, but that it was launched by Clinton, a man once called in jest America's first black president, is a measure of how far things have fallen. Modern-day China's founding father, Mao Zedong, once observed, "Politics is war without bloodshed." Politics, in other words, is a dirty business. It brings out the worst in us, for often it is fueled by naked ambition and the lust to win the game. The South Carolina primary contest has brought out not just the rhetoric of war, but the tactics as well. And as the saying goes, all's fair in love and war. Politics is a war, in a sense, for resources, for influence, and more importantly, for power. That said, or as the Clintons might have put it, it ain't over till it's over. If the Clintons' tactics prevail in the long game, that is, in Super Tuesday, February 5th, and primaries later down the line, then South Carolina will become a distant, unpleasant memory. It'll become the stuff of political legend, similar in tone and tenor to when the first Bush campaign unleashed their Willie Horton ads, which might be subtitled Fear of a Black Rapist, which subliminally savaged his liberal opponent, played on white fears, and led to victory. This did not work in South Carolina, but what about the other states to come? Slumlord, fairy tale, shucking and jiving. Boy, talk about the politics of personal destruction. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.